Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. And Profabrication Headers and Exhaust, quality that wins. Now here's the host of PRN at the Track, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with Paragon and Bloomington winner Isaiah Sasser. Then we'll get prepping tips for the Hell Tour from Christy Osborne. And we'll have a conversation with Modified winner Jessica Power. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start by congratulating A.J. Flick on his third Western PA Speed Week Championship. Loggard and Snyder get it done at the Dog. Erie's to Dave Hess. Feathers wins Bedford. J-Town to Fama. Hackett wins at Marion. And Blanket Hill goes to Lizzie Price. Bacon, Cummings, and Timms, all with big victories at Knoxville, Iowa. Lee to Jake Griffin. Jared Francid wins Maquoketa. And Bergdorf wins at 34. West Virginia at Ona to Stacy Watson. Dillinger wins at Tyler County. Beckley goes to Brandon Atkins. Brandon Gibson wins at Richmond, Kentucky. Derek Fisher, the victor, at 191. Thunder Mountain goes to Caleb Todd. Missouri at Farmington to Gage Montgomery. Still got Indiana, Illinois, and Ohio. We'll start at Indiana, Montpelier to Maddox. Rico, the high roller at the Berg. Circle City to Matt Hamilton. Sheetsy wins 24. Columbus to Cole Cabry. And Ben wins at Speedrome. Highland, Illinois. Harrison and Steinkonig back at Victory Lane. The same for Nienheiser at Jack's. Spatola at Fairbury. Peoria to Chastain Jr. Dalton wins Bacon. Red Hill to Fager. And Brody wins at Viola. Skyline in Ohio to Ricky Peterson. Herb and Hoffman bag over $100,000 each at Mansfield. Cap wins Attica. Fremont, it's Caleb. Lima Land to Todd Sherman. Rittenhouse wins 35. Muller goes to Baldwin. And at Goods, it's Jada Gotchling. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, winner at Bloomington Speedway in Indiana, but also the next night at Paragon Speedway in Indiana in the Indiana Superstock Division, Isaiah Sasser. Hey, Isaiah, welcome to PRN's At the Track. We had the pleasure of chatting with your older brother a few weeks back there. Correct me if I'm wrong. Doesn't mom love you more? Is that correct?
Yeah, I think she does. I'd say I'm the favorite.
Well, definitely the favorite after winning two over the weekend, bringing the Sasser Brothers Racing, as their team is called, back to Victory Lane a pair of times at Bloomington and at Paragon. Isaiah Sasser, our guest on the ProFab Hotline. And who was second in both races? Do you remember who that was? Could you even see him in the mirror?
I couldn't see him much Friday, but Saturday he was all over me, so I knew he was there. But my brother ran second both nights.
Wow, Isaiah and Zach across the line. Mom and Dad have to really which way do they cheer? How do you read your parents when you're coming out of the car and stuff like that? I would imagine they're happy, but how do they come across to maybe on a night you don't win?
Dad stays pretty even keel. He doesn't get too excited, doesn't get too mad. What he really likes is to see both cars be competitive and have the same speed. We're both sitting at four wins on the season, so that's what he likes. He doesn't want somebody to have 10 and the other one to have 2. He wants to try to be even, so that makes him feel like he's doing his job right.
So does mom like give you a little extra side treat, get you some ice cream if you're second or third and Zach wins? How does that dynamic work?
Not typically. She's about like dad is, and she stays pretty even keel and she tells us to stay humble and just keep doing what we're doing.
Now humble. And we're chatting with Isaiah Sasser. Zach got second. Isaiah got first at Bloomington and at Paragon, two great tracks in Indiana. He is our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, brought to you by Gasco Gaskets. Engineered for maximum seal and durability, Gasco Gaskets are available at ProFabrication.com. Well, one of the races you had to really work to pass somebody later in the race. What was the strategy behind that? And wouldn't Zach have been pretty close to you? How do you pass somebody and not open the door that Zach would certainly jump on to take it away from you if he could? How does that strategy all play out in real time at full speed?
I rolled off third in the feature and just kind of didn't ride around, but just kind of bided my time, being patient and just running my line and then just turning consistent laps and kind of waited till the leader started making some mistakes and Just started gaining on him, and he left the hole open getting into one, and I shoved my nose in there, and he kind of turned down the racetrack, and I was there and made a little contact and was just able to squeeze through the bottom there. And once I got the lead, they told me once when I got back to the pit, they were like, it was a good thing you got the lead when you did, because Zach jumped up to the outside. And we were all jumbled up on the bottom, and he was coming pretty hard. But then once I got the lead, I kind of drove away and lapped traffic a little bit. I was able to maneuver pretty good through that.
Well, Isaiah Sasser took it all the way to the finish line at Bloomington. And then the next night, took it from start to finish at Paragon. He is our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Did the win energy coming off of Bloomington help you as you got in line to, go through and get yourself out onto the track at Paragon and then all the way through the feature? Do you feel one race to the next like that?
Yeah, definitely. It was actually a little disappointing after qualifying at Paragon. I ended up qualifying third in my heat race instead of start third, but we took off and the car took off like a rocket ship and was just grabbed the lead down the backstretch and lap on first lap. And once I did that, it kind of boosted that confidence back, and then end up winning the heat race. And we had the redraw, and I drew one and Zach drew two. So sitting around waiting and working on the car and just trying to figure out how I was going to try to get the jump on him. It was typically at Paragon, whoever can get the jump typically can win the race. We had quite a few cautions, and I was able just to fire off on restarts just a little bit better than him, I felt like. And at the end of the race, his last seven laps, I was kind of holding on. I knew he was right on me.
Well, typical little brother not wanting to let big brother around. No way. Got to stay in front. And Isaiah did it. Congratulations. A great pair of victories, Paragon and Bloomington over the weekend. Bloomington Friday, Paragon Saturday. For our guest of the ProFab Hotline, Isaiah Sasser. Where can we follow Sasser Brothers and yourself specifically on social media to keep up with all this fun?
Yeah, we got a Facebook page, Sasser Brothers Racing. We post our sponsors and everything on there weekly.
Well, I'll tell you, the picture of our guest, Isaiah Sasser, on top of his car coming out this weekend, you could see all the energy and all the pleasure racing and winning in Central Indiana. Isaiah, thanks for joining us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track, fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
Whether your engine runs daily or only when you need it, Z-Max Micro Lubricant is the force you need against carbon buildup that can damage your engine. Combustion causes carbon and other harmful deposits to build up in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. And carbon is like sandpaper rubbing against your engine's internal parts. You don't want that. You want Z-Max Micro Lubricant. It soaks into metal and keeps your vehicle running at peak performance. Find out more at zmax.com or visit us on Facebook and X. Protect your engine to the max with Z-Max.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
I'm Andrew Kurland, along with David Stiles, here to give you the latest NASCAR news and opinions each weekday on PRN's Garage Pass. You'll hear everything from race recaps to feature stories, industry news, and chatter from around the garage.
I just think it's interesting to see kind of what your heart rate does in moments of calm or, when things start to ramp up and how quickly it can kind of recover from that.
With Garage Pass, you won't miss a moment from green to checkered flag.
Hey, race fans, we can't wait to see you right here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway for a wicked fast, wicked fun weekend this August as we host New England's only NASCAR Cup Series weekend. Live performances, driver appearances. Don't forget to keep an eye on NHMS.com as we count down to New England's only NASCAR Cup weekend, August 21st through the 23rd, right here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway, New England's big track, where it's always about family, friends, and fun.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN At the Track. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline is a veteran of traveling across the country with a race team. wife of Mark Voigt, Christy Osborne. Hey, Christy, welcome to the show. And the Hell Tour, as they call it, is upon us. And that tour is the Dirt Car Summer Nationals across Mid-America, 10 states over like 30 plus days, back to back to back. Christy, I look at that tour and I think, how do I even have enough luggage? What? How do you advise teams and such that with the experience you've had, what do you pack for the Hell Tour?
Oh my gosh. Thanks, Lenny, for having me, first of all. Second of all, it's a week away from today and I'm already, my kitchen table is full, around the table is full, on the floor is full. Right now I'm just starting with one suitcase at a time. I got shorts and t-shirts, underwear and socks for the guys. They both have their own suitcases. It's crazy. And then as it gets closer, probably Monday, I start packing the snacks, the healthy snacks, the crackers and chips and whatever I can possibly think, and then start filling the refrigerator and the coolers and everything. And then they will run out on the road. So that's usually where we'll stop by at a Walmart or something and get more waters or sodas. Or
oh, my. Hold on. Yes. That is amazing. 10 states. The Voigt Racing team will be going on, and we're chatting with Christy Osborne, the wife of racer Mark Voigt, about the upcoming Dirt Car Nationals Tour, which is affectionately known as the Hell Tour. It goes from Indiana into Illinois into Indiana, Arkansas, Tennessee, Michigan, Missouri, Iowa, Kentucky, Ohio, and Wisconsin. They've had racers from the South win this championship over the years, racers from the North, everywhere. They all kind of converge in dirt late models and do their stuff. June 9th at Brownstown, Illinois, will start it out. July 12th is scheduled to be the final in Oroville, Ohio, at beautiful Wayne County Speedway. But in between, a lot goes on. And I got to believe that the pile of dirty clothes every couple of days has got to be something. How do you even plan to wash all these clothes when you're out on the tour with the crew?
Well, it's funny. Mark and Christian, my husband and son, both have their own big basket. And I just keep mine totally separate because of all the grease and oil and everything. And we literally, anytime we get any opportunity to stop by at a laundromat or if we get to come home for some reason, I go on it. I just one basket at a time, but I keep everybody separated just to make it easy and everything. And so we can wash it and put it right back into the suitcase to go back on the road again.
A family that washes separately stays together on the Hell Tour. Christy Osborne.
I would say Mark and Christian's probably get washed together, but mine doesn't go anywhere near there.
That won't pass tech if her stuff's in with theirs. Christy Osborne is our guest on the profabrication.com hotline, which is brought to you by Gasco Gaskets. It's engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets are available at profabrication.com. And Christy, you mentioned earlier about snacks and healthy snacks. How about just general food and all? You know, keeping this crew moving, keeping them through the hot summer days and such. What kind of food and victuals are you going to have out there for them?
Well, what we do is, like, when we leave the bull ring Tuesday night of next week, as we head the next day to the next place, our goal every time is before we stop at the track, we stop and get lunch, get one good meal in us, maybe even some leftovers that we have in the hauler, and then we unload the goodies and the car and everything. And then by supper, I usually keep like summer sausage, chicken salads, fruits and vegetables, even some popsicles in the freezer, whatever. So at night we make our own food. Most tracks will even get a nice sandwich or something, but we make it a point from track to track to stop at a lunch place, usually a mom and pop, and they're all fabulous. I haven't met one along the way that I haven't, you know, and the ones that are so fabulous, you make sure you go back again. You know, we've got them marked.
There are wonderful spots to stop at as the Dirt Car Nationals, even though they call it affectionately the Hell Tour. Christy Osborne keeping us updated on what it's like to prepare her team to go out onto this more than a month tour all across 10 different states, racing virtually every 5 days out of the seven, somewhere in there as they go back to back to back, and then maybe a day of travel and such. But what's been surprisingly better that has been expected along the years that you've been running on the tour?
There's certain things that have really warmed my heart. And I think when you go up north, in Amish country by Rusty Schlenk's neighborhood. There's a lot of Amish, and you see them going down the main streets in their horse and buggies, and the girls, like the daughters, will be waving, and you can't take a picture because it's, you know, it's very, you just don't do that, you know. But what you see is just unreal. And I think just the friends that you meet along the way, it's like every tour we do, you find yourself bunching up with certain ones. You know, you're friends with everybody, but you get close with, you know, one or two people, and you find yourself at every track parking next to them, or even doing lunch with them, or unloading with them. And it's very special. I mean, I can't say that enough. It's warmed my heart over all these years, you know, the people along the way, the friends.
The Dirt Car Summer Nationals Tour, known as the Hell Tour because of how hot it is, how long it is, how tough it can be, but how special it is for those warriors and their crews that go along the way. It starts June 9th at Brownstown, Illinois. It ends up July 12th at Wayne County in Ohio. A very, very special time for all these teams. And you could hear our guest, Christy Osborne, on the profabrication.com hotline, how the heart of it is really about the people. Mark Voigt and the team, where can we keep up with them on social media so we could follow the exploits of the racers?
Just find us on Facebook, Mark Voigt or Christy Osborne. I post something every day, keeping fans knowing how we're doing, how we're hanging in. And I always have to do a funny post or an emotional post or whatever. But there's times you pull up a track and you see it's so hot and you'll see your husband is totally drained. He looks white as a ghost. And I'll be like, go in the hauler. And he's like, 20 minutes, wake me up 20 minutes. I'll give him 2 hours, you know, because it's so hard.
Christy, we got to run out of time on our end, but man, have a safe and wonderful time out there. You and Mark and the crew, thank you for joining us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
This July, it's more than a race. It's a full-on, wide-open NASCAR weekend. The Quaker State 400, available at Walmart, takes over Echo Park Speedway July 11th and 12th. Engines roaring, lights blazing. It's high-speed action on the track and tailgates that turn into stories. All under the lights. Bring your crew, make memories. It's a summer night you won't forget. The Quaker State 400, available at Walmart. Get tickets now at EchoParkSpeedway.com.
This is PRN's Alexis Erickson, and if your life looks anything like mine, you are always on the go. So take advantage of the PRN mobile app. By downloading the mobile app, you can listen to our live race broadcast while you're on the go, making sure you don't miss a second of the action from the track. You also get station listings and on-demand access to your favorite PRN shows like Garage Pass, PRN's At the Track, and Fast Talk with Doug Rice, Brad Gilley, and myself. Get the latest racing information at your fingertips by downloading the PRN mobile app today. Available in the Apple App Store and on Google Play.
There's more at the track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hey, it's Charlie and Debbie, along with NASCAR legend Kyle Petty, inviting you to join us for Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown.
Each week, we'll put it in reverse and take a trip down memory lane, looking back at that week's top 20 country songs from years past.
We'll dive into what made those songs and artists move the needle, what pop culture trends made those years unique.
And you'll get to hear me tell stories only I can tell.
So don't miss Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown right here each week.
Hi, this is Doug Rice of PRN. Join me for another great episode of Fast Talk.
I heard this 5 years ago with Jimmy Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
You think Jimmy
say.
Johnson forgot how to drive? You're an idiot. Shut up. Sit down. He's going to win 8 races in a row. I'm not putting Kyle Larson in that category. I think driver slump and team slump. I think this may be more of a team slump than a driver slump. That's Fast Talk right here on PRN.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline, fresh off of her victory at Brockville up in Canada, the modified division there, Jessica Power. Jessica, I'm always, I see those cars and I see the same look as the cars on the modifieds that run here at the World of Outlaws World Finals. But what are the race cars that you're winning in now?
So it is the same as a big block modified, except for the motor. So same chassis. It is called a Dirt Car Sportsman Modified, and we run a 602 crate motor.
602 crate motor, just slightly different power than the regular dirt car super division. But boy, Jessica Power is putting all that power to great use. Her second win of the year in these modifieds up in Canada. And it's really been a progression is why we wanted to have you on. The journey has been so exciting to watch, from just making, you know, some of the events at the World Short Track Championship to getting a victory there and such. What has this journey been like, you know, from your point of view, as the road been what you thought it would be to get to this position now where you're dominating event like you did last weekend at Brockville?
It's been, you said it, it's been a journey. It's been, I would say at times it feels like a long road. We've been doing this a really long time, but I feel like we're really stepping into our own and we've gotten in stride as a team and things are just clicking. And, you know, you certainly have good years and bad years and we ride the highs when we can because you just don't know what tomorrow brings. You can get a stretch of bad luck too. So we're so thankful that we're where we are. And I think it's a testament to the dedication and the hard work that the team puts into this.
Well, the team puts into it and so does the driver. Jessica Power, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, which is brought to you by Gasco Gaskets. Engineered for maximum seal and durability, Gasco Gaskets are available at ProFabrication.com. One of the things that struck me about this weekend, leading in the qualifying, leading the heats and the preliminaries, and then the dominance of the victory. Where does that hit now that, you know, I mean, is it feel natural to have that strong of a night now as you've progressed along this career path? What does the dominance feel like, you know, if you were talking to yourself 5 years ago, kind of explain to that driver what it feels like to be this driver now?
It's certainly a progression. It's confidence is something that my team will certainly attest to this. I've struggled with. Someone once told me confidence is worth about 10 or 20 horsepower. And I do truly believe that. This is a sport where if you get off your game, whether that's your confidence in yourself or in the car, it can really have an impact. And when you're on, it really shows. And I think if I could, you know, look back at myself a few years ago or 5 or 10 years ago and explain that the hard work does pay off and you do reach a point where you should be in contention every night and you deserve to be up front and winning races, that would be, I would say, the biggest piece of advice to myself. I always used to say, when I first started in sportsman, my goal was to reach a point where anytime I rolled into a racetrack, the competition would look and say, oh no, Jessica's here, you know, we're racing for second. And I realized on any given night, it's anyone's turn, but I wanted to be that competitive and on top of my game.
I think you are there. Jessica Power is our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Dominant modified win up in Canada last weekend along the path of just fantastic things that she has been able to produce with her team along the way. And you talk about confidence, whether, you know, it's on the racetrack or at somebody's job or even as a parent, brother, sister, you know, confidence as humans, we lose, contact with from time to time. What's your go-to to kind of start to build that back or at least try to reignite that? Is it music? Is it food? Is it, you know, watching a sunset? What kind of things recharge the power in Jessica Power for her confidence?
That's a tough one. And I think it kind of depends on the day, to be very honest. I think being successful in itself is great. Obviously, that confidence breeds more confidence. But I think when I need to reset, I think it's about getting back into the shop, you know, working hard on the car and learning a little bit, right? You're never too old or too experienced to stop learning. So I think when I need a reset, sure, I put some music on and, you know, have my favorite snack or visit with friends at the track. And all of that's important. But I think getting into the shop and learning more about the car and learning more about myself is really the best way to reset.
Jessica Power, not only resetting, but dominating victory over the weekend in the modified division up at Brockville in Ontario. She is our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. So you're up there on the car, and those pictures, there was just a presence that, you know, we've watched mature over the years and such now. And you talked about wanting to get to where when you pull in that you're a contender within that. What does that feeling feel like now when you walk through those pits or even through the grandstand? Are people reacting a bit different to you?
I think so, yeah. I mean, our fellow competitors, there's, I think, some respect that I've gained over the years, and I certainly share that philosophy. I think respect is a big part of it. It's funny, when I walk through the grandstand at certain places, I'll hear people whisper, there's Jessica, and I kind of chuckle to myself. I always reflect and say, you know, I'm not a big deal. I'm just out here doing a hobby that I love, and it happens to put me in front of people. But I sometimes have to stop and remember, this is a fan-based sport, and I do have fans, and it's really touching to hear those comments and have so many people cheer for me.
Well, there's Jessica in victory lane. Second time this year, a former recent World Short Track Championship for her, and just dynamic growth in her driving. Where could folks follow you on the internet to keep up with this journey?
Absolutely. We do have a website. We're also available on Facebook, Twitter, X, and Instagram. Jessica Power Racing is our tag. We are always up on our social media posts, letting everybody know where we're going, what we're doing, where you can find us next. And we appreciate all of the followers out there and our fan base.
Thanks for the time, Jessica Power. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system. Keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at ZMAX.com or follow us on Facebook and X.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
These cars are about to fire it off in anger.
Boy, what a save. We got cars sideways. It's Christopher Bell. He spins and collects a couple cars.
Side by side, Austin Cindric has him at the line, and he will take the lead into one.
Here comes Shane Van Gisbergen on the bottom. He's looking for second.
Now Chris Buescher fired out of a cannon in turn two. He's right into the rear bumper of Tygen.
Oh, it's a multi-car accident. I want to say 15, 20 cars. Guys, that took out about two-thirds of the field.
We have a fight on pit road between two crew guys. One of them is with Ty Gibbs. One is with Brad Keselowski.
Blaney, bottom of the racetrack. Chastain makes it three wide. He'd like to take a spot here on the backstretch, and he charges. He wants the lead in turn three. Ross Chastain shot out of a cannon from the sixth starting spot. He has already moved up to second. The battle now for third on the high side. Kyle Larson, Riley Herbst challenging low. Kyle Larson moves up to the top side. Going to lose a little bit of ground.
This is PRN.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Summer racing season is upon us. Dream weekend at Eldora. Lots of tracks having great events all across the country. Follow it all on PRN at the track on our social media. Powered by Keen Parts and CorvetteParts.net. And for all of us at the Performance Racing Network, thank you for listening. We'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the track was brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. And Profabrication Headers and Exhaust. Quality that wins. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.